What another week it has been when you review our cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Well, we started out this week limit down with our cattle futures. After that, then we bounced around for a couple of days. Brad Coima with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, said this has happened in the past, so it's nothing new to our producers.
Well, it sure has, Keith, unfortunately. Thanks for having me on. When some of these types of events happen, I have a tendency to fall back on, well, what happened the last time, or try to be a little bit more analytical and less emotional, maybe, or at least attempt to. So, you know, nobody wants to beat this thing to death, but there is some irony and curiosity about the one big one that I remember was Cargill closed a plant in Plainview, Texas. The announcement was January 16 of 2013. I think anybody that fed cattle back then remembers what 2014 was like, right? That was I called it the bull market of my career up until this last bull market that we just went through.
Brad said as he reflects back, it appears sometimes the packing plants know what's going on in the cattle industry before others do.
It was kind of like a telegraph deal, right? They seemed to anticipate just how tight the numbers were going to get and close the plant ahead of it. Now, that time, the market only broke about $6 a hundred, and it took us 3 weeks to do it. Yeah, obviously, yesterday, we were down $7.25 in all of 1 second.
Brad said it's important to know the facts about the plant closing in Nebraska and the shortened schedule going on in Texas.
You're going to back this slaughter off. You know, I see different estimates around, you know, capacity maybe loses maybe 7%. It won't be that much because you'll get other plants that pick up the slack. You'll get others that'll start to go 40-hour weeks. You'll get some that, if the profitability returns like it is right now, they'll start to go some Saturday. So, and the bottom line is, Keith, year-to-date steer and heifer slaughter is down 7.3%. The reason they close a plant is because there isn't enough cattle to go around.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.